Mix 94.7 KMCH on a sunny and beautiful Monday morning, the 16th of May, 2022. Welcome in, Guest of the Day segment. This week, friends, is a very important week, and to kick it off on the right way, we have a couple of very important people. It is EMS Week, which stands for Emergency Medical Services, and I just learned the difference between EMT and EMS, Julie. You explained it so eloquently. The EMT is the person.
Correct.
And the EMS is what the person does.
Correct.
See?
Service.
Thanks for coming in, guys. Have a great rest of the day. No, I'm kidding. So we've got, I want to make sure we get names right. Julie Kemp, who is an EMT.
Yes.
And helps with EMS.
Yes.
And then Dawn Biggs is the EMSM, which is the Emergency Services Manager.
Yes.
So first off, let's talk about the week. Julie, I'll start with you and then you can hand it off to Dawn. Why is this week so important?
So National EMS Week is May 15th through the 21st, and this is a time to recognize who provides emergency medicine services to help save lives in our community. Then the theme of this year is EMS Rising to the Challenge.
And you guys are cool, just because you're very important people, and I'm not saying that just facetiously. The pager goes off, you go out anytime, whether it's 9 o'clock at night, 9 o'clock in the morning, and Dawn, you kind of oversee a lot of that, don't you?
I do. So we have services is 24/7, doesn't matter what kind of weather, sunny, storms, we're out there helping serve the community and save lives.
Well, let's start with you. Fully informally also introduce yourself, give a little bit of your background, and then we'll make Julie do the same thing.
I'm Dawn Biggs. I am the emergency services manager. Have been in this role since January. Came from Unity Point, and just wanted to come and start a new career in this type of medicine and be able to make an impact on a smaller community. And so far, I feel like I've been able to do that, and I love the role.
And I'm Julie Kemp. I've been in EMS for 10 years now. It'll be 10 years in July. I'm also the ambulance director in the town of Hopkinton.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. So when you roll into town, people pay attention to what you're saying.
Right. I am extremely proud of our service in Hopkinton. We became a transporting service when we were a non-transporting service. Our ambulance crew has done a fantastic job. And I am very proud to work at RMC on the ambulance crew.
Well, let's stay with you, Julie. Let's talk about the services that RMC provides when it comes to, you know, that first aid and the first responders and everything.
Okay. So we provide an ALS service at RMC. So we have a paramedic on all the time. We have a crew of three paramedics on that do 24-hour shifts. So every call, a paramedic and an EMT will go out.
Okay. And Dawn, why is that important?
We want to be able to provide the best care that we can, and the paramedics have additional training to be able to direct that care, perform life-saving measures, as well as give medications that may be needed.
And staying with RMC, how long has the emergency, I'm assuming probably since day one, but would I be wrong in assuming that emergency services have been around since day one?
So yes, Julie and I are just talking about this morning. So for at least 24 years, it's been an employed EMS service. And so before that, it was volunteers that helped fulfill that need. But yes, for 24 years, we've been employing paramedics and EMTs and running that ambulance 24/7.
Now I know you're the manager. Does that mean you get to get out from behind the desk and go in the ambulance and go on the calls then, Dawn?
I could. I have I started. Typically they really don't want me out there.
Oh, come on. Come on.
So they do a great job of running that ambulance and providing the care that's needed.
Now, Julie, you hit twice because you not only, you know, drive for Hopkinton, but also for RMC. Whose ambulance is faster? Just between you and me.
It depends, because one of the ambulances in Manchester has a speed limit cap.
Oh, come on. Talk to Dawn. Get that taken care of. That's the person you need to talk to right there. From not only the employed side, but the volunteer side, we can't underscore enough how important those men and women are. And that's why we want to talk about it this week, especially to highlight that. But you guys were telling me there are classes that are going to be coming up that more can join the fold and help out the community, too.
Yes. So in the fall, there is a class offered at RMC for EMTs to become. and you can talk to your local EMT service. So almost every town in this area has a volunteer ambulance. Mm-hmm. So you can always talk to that crew member, or you can contact RMC, or you can contact the Delaware County EMS Association, and we can get you on. There's lots of funding available to become an EMT. The class is kind of expensive. So like I said, there's lots of funding to
make that happen. And Dawn, what's the process? You go through the classes and, all right, I'm accredited. I've got the piece of paper. I get the cool sticker on my car and get a hold of you. How's that work?
Yeah. So you would just apply at RMC and an interview would take place. And then if everything works out and it's a good fit, then you could start as an EMT at RMC. On an as-needed basis.
I'm going to ask one final question to both of you, and I ask my mom and dad this all the time because they're EMTs. Of all the things you could be doing, why do you keep the pager on? Why do you get called away from family dinners and family events at midnight or 3 o'clock in the morning? Why do you do it?
I think it's that to fulfill that need to be out there helping people. Takes a special person to be able to give up that family time and always be willing to go where the need is. And so that means a lot to me to be able to do that, as well as work with a great team that also is willing to do that.
Julie, same question to you.
I agree with Dawn. We've had lots of training, so I believe that with our training, I don't want it to go to waste. I want to be able to help people that need the help.
All right, and before we leave here, I'm going to make sure Dawn gets that governor taken off the ambulance, all right? Okay. In the name of safety, Dawn, you could at least do it for that. Thank you guys so much for coming in and kicking off the week for us. Anybody has questions about the program, want to be involved with it, how can they get a hold of you?
They can call to RMC and just ask to speak to the emergency room manager.
Gotcha.
And they'll connect you with me.
I hope to see you guys again, but here in this studio and not out on the road somewhere, trying to, but while you're busting yours to save mine. I want to see you in a setting like this, all right? So thank you guys for everything you do, and thanks to RMC for everything you guys do when it comes to EMS. And will there be like a big EMS party this week? They can have like a big appreciation, popping and popcorn and stuff like that for everybody.
I think there's food planned for every day.
Good, good.
And so, also in the emergency room this week, all of the volunteer EMS services pictures are going to be hung up in the ER all week.
Oh, that's cool. Are they going to put that on Facebook too? So if I don't break something, I can still see it,
I think we could probably look. Probably
Valerie's probably listening intently. She'll make sure it gets on there. So,
sure.
Dawn and Julie, thank you guys so much for coming in this morning, and happy EMS week to you.
Well, thank you.
We're going to put all these details online at kmch.com.